since he signed a new contract, he's going to be your left tackle. When you may have a guy that's working his ass off who had been playing well in the preseason, he won't get a sniff because he's not Trent Williams.
Coach, real quick. Who was playing better than Trent Williams at the tackle spot on the 49ers this preseason?
No. I was just using that as an example.
I know, but to debunk that analogy, nobody was playing better than Trent Williams in training camp or even coming close to Trent Williams. No. This is why they caved in and gave him the money because they thought, and they saw what they saw in training camp and, oh, baby, we're screwed if we don't get Big 71 in here.
My point is, Bonte, is that money dictates who plays more than anything else in the pros, okay? And that's the point. You could have great players, and it is the coach to put the best players on the field, regardless to the money, then you'll have a better team. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with you saying that Jennings has been the best wide receiver in the last 2 years when I just saw number 11 go second team all pro, go for over 1,300.
Jennings was the touchdown maker for the 49ers, and they do not go to the Super Bowl without Jennings, okay?
Keep cooking.
Well, that's my point. My point is then that, again, college is easier to switch players up. Now, you talked about basketball and Steve Kerr. He would not put his best athletes on the court, especially last year in the playoffs, okay? He'd stick with the same old guys, the same fat old veterans, instead of playing the young athletic guys. Again, I hope he doesn't do that this year. You got Lindy Waters hit 5 3-pointers the other day. He could do that for the next 3 preseason games, and Kurt will not put him in a rotation because he has a set mindset and money talks more than anything else.
Coach, can I defend Mr. Kerr for just a second, even though he doesn't need my defense?
Go ahead.
No. Like, sure. There is a difference between playing, let's just say, in this hypothetical, Devondre Campbell, who means nothing to Niner fans, versus 4-time champion Klay Thompson, right? We can see there's a difference in terms of what that individual means to the organization and to that coach and to that team, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll defend Kerr. That's all. What? Wait a minute. Are you flushing me?
Who are you flushing?
Just flushing that whole entire call. I don't know what that. Juwan Jennings is now the key to going to Super Bowls. I just come on. Look, what are we doing? Lindy Waters. We got analogies there. What do we stop?
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Lindy Waters, the new George Odom. Please.
This is. I don't know how long I can do this, man. I don't know how long I can do this.
What do you mean? You live for this?
I don't know how long I can do
you
this, man.
You love it.
Right, this is going to wreck my day.
You got me over here, just like Picasso painting a portrait, and you just enjoy it.
Nate Sudfeld had guaranteed money. They cut his ass. They cut him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They cut him. Isaiah Oliver got paid guaranteed money. By midway through the year, he was not playing.
It went on a few weeks longer than it needed
probably,
to, but I'm with you.
But he's not playing. But he wasn't playing. All right? I don't know if money dictates everything with Kyle Shanahan. He will take away reps.
I think it depends.
Jennings had 19 catches last year, man. The best receiver the last 2 years. I can't do that. I can't, like, that's I can't do that.
Do what?
Jennings the last best wide receiver on this football team the last 2 years.
I mean, by best, like, he means what, most efficient?
Like
snaps played per catch?
Ayuk had 75 catches on 105
was the best
targets.
Ayuk was the best wide receiver.
19 catches last year. We're talking about we don't make the Super Bowl without Juwan. I love Juwan Jennings. I don't want to come off strong, and I don't want to disrespect him at all. That's not my job. They're not making a Super Bowl without Juwan Jennings. That's the key to going to the Super Bowl last year, Juwan Jennings.
No.
Come on.
But he was good in the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, man. Did I take some crazy pills this morning? Somebody spiked my coffee or water?
No, I'm excellent at creating great dialogue.
This ain't great, man. This ain't great. You call it great. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain at floydwater.net. Let's go to Gary in L.A. Gary in L.A. Please, Gary, tell me how it's Shanahan's fault.
I would love to. I mean, what do we judge guys on? We judge them on their history, right? We judge them on their history. So I'm going to use an analogy. You ever see Band of Brothers?
Yes.
That's a pretty good movie.
Excellent. Well, it's a series of movies, but
great.
Yes, excellent.
Great. So when you start off, you meet Lieutenant Sobel. Lieutenant Sobel looks great on paper, right? Everybody thinks he's a genius, But what happens when it comes to the battle? He loses it. He tightens up. He doesn't know what to do. The same thing with Lieutenant Dyke. The moment that combat happens, he shuts down. And that's what happens to Shanahan in the fourth quarter. So it's like, it's the same thing that we've seen time and time again with Shanahan. I mean, he's got, what, 18 losses of losing in the fourth quarter? And then how many by 10 points or more? So, I mean, this follows him all the way from the Atlanta Falcons. So I get it. Guys make mistakes. Guys fumble. Christian McCaffrey fumbled during the Super Bowl. Stuff happens, right? But then when it comes time to make an executive decision, he chokes. He didn't know to not kick the ball in overtime. He didn't know to actually go for it on fourth down when you're in the red zone. And it's like, okay, what's going on, man? Because you seem to choke and you let off the throttle every single time. Because I'm watching the first half of the game, and Brady is saying Brock Purdy is amazing. Brock Purdy kicked my ass last year. I mean, you know, it's like, what's going on? But then all of a sudden, now, when it comes to the fourth quarter, he lets off the gas. No more brilliant plays. Everything looks basic. You guys said it yourself. When it comes to the red zone, he's just like, what is these basic plays? No Christian McCaffrey to run it in for you? Oh, so we just have, what, two receivers, one tight end? It's like, what are you doing? Where's the genius?
Thanks for the call, Gary. Let me do something real quick. I'm going to close my eyes.
What are you
going to
do?
I need about 30 seconds. Please, Lord Jesus Christ. Hi, Bonte Hill. You know, just been trying to be a good father and be a good radio show host and try to do the best of my ability. I don't have many requests in life. You know, sure, I love $1 million. I love to have a house. I love to have 5 bedrooms in a house. But, you know, that's, we can talk about that later. But dear God, this Thursday at 8:15 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time, I should say, just please, can you just help the 49ers have one more point than the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday night? That's all I ask. Please, Jesus Christ, I love you. Amen.
Loveman, I'm getting Father Patrick's contact number. We're gonna get Father Patrick. We need a priest on our show to be the official morning roast priest, and we need to talk to him from time to time so he can explain. He's a diehard Niner fan. I want him to explain to Bonte that's not how God works. He doesn't
what
care.
What is going on here?
He doesn't care about Bonte Hill's request for his team to win by
God
one more point because there are a bunch
ways.
Of people in Seattle. What?
I don't know, man. It seems kind of risky to start, you know, saying how God does things. Who are we as mere mortals to sit here and say that's not how God does things? It's God. If God wants to do something, he's going to do it. Who's going to stop him?
I mean, or she. I got Father Patrick Summerhays' information. Yeah. We're going to book him. We're going to call him on the other side. We are. I'm going to call him on the break.
God works in mysterious ways. All right? That prayer ain't going past the ceiling.
That's what I'm saying.
No, listen. Listen, man, the 707, Comcast Business Text Line, the faithful is so ungrateful, I'll take Kyle Shanahan in Vegas. And 408's right, he's 51-4 when leading by double digits in the fourth quarter. So these stats are all getting skewed. You see some numbers, we start using them in any type of way. And by the way, you lied on me, Shasky, because Spadoni sent us a screenshot of threads.
Yeah, that's earlier in the game.
No. I never said replace Brock Purdy with Darnold.
You said, what did it say?
No, I said, so unreal, you said unreal, crapping the bed. Loveman goes, he looks so locked in. Niners look lost. I text, Shanahan is tight. Shasky goes, Purdy Shanahan, all season talk.
Yeah.
I said, Brock, Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
Yeah, I admitted that. I admitted that. And it's Loveman, LaFleur beating Shanahan at his own game. What a cutback by CMC. And I text, all-time run, Ayuk blocking downfield. See, I always give Ayuk his credit. Oh, man. That's my guy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You guys just worry about stats. I worry about the little things in football. Gary in Oakland. Is this shit? What are we doing with Shanahan?
Hey, good morning. I don't think it's Shanahan's fault. I got to agree with you, Bonte.
Thank you. I got somebody out there. At least I got one friend.
Look. We're 2-3 right now. We are, you know, a Ronnie Bell drop away from a W. We are a fumble away from Jordan Mason. Now that's another W. You know, at some point you got to hold the players accountable. You know what I mean? Yep. And one thing I don't like about Niner fans is when we lose, you look like, oh, this guy's supposed to block left. This guy's supposed to block right. That's ridiculous, man.
It is. We got a break. We got 2 minutes to a break. All right, let's get Mike and Santa Clara on. Mike, thanks for holding, Mike.
Damn, Bonte, with that anger and intensity, maybe we should put you an outside linebacker on the team, man.
Hey, you know what? I played outside linebacker in high school because I was a step too slow for anything else. And let me tell you, every high school team ran my way. They had plenty of success in doing it. So you probably don't want me an outside linebacker.
Hey, we couldn't do any worse, right? You know,
I can contain every now and then.
That's good to know, man. So I just wanted to talk about, you know, these are the days where I'm really missing, like, our dog on the field in Dre Greenlaw. You know, he did bring that intensity. And I just feel like, you know, with that type of attitude, you know, I'm curious to know what the defense would look like. Would it be, you know, it wouldn't be a shell of itself. And I know he's got to come back at some point, but, you know, he may not even be still 100% getting back up to speed and everything. But, you know, with that guy on the field, man, he just brought that attitude to the team. He would get in people's faces and everything. I just miss the fact that we don't have Greenlaw
totally.
Out there.
I miss him, too.
And, yeah, and one last thing, Bonte, also, that Truth Machine comment last night or yesterday, I was still eating crow today. My friends were just still clowning on me that I forgot it was you on there,
no,
man.
It's all good. Hey, listen. Yeah. Listen, Mike, I'm a very forgettable host, okay? Nobody will miss me at all. Hey, you should have seen the comments in the poster section. How does this guy still have a job in media? This clown? I mean, boy.
And I want to thank you guys, Shafty, and...
I'm telling you, I'm one of the more forgettable hosts in 95-70 game history. All right, call the priest. Can you get him on the line?
It's Father Patrick.
Father Patrick.
I'll call him at the break. I got to kind of set up what's going on.
Is he Christian?
We're not just bringing
Catholic?
Him in cold turkey.
All right.
He has to tell him what to say ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
That is not true. So
those mysterious ways we keep talking about.
So basically, we become the Jim Rome / Colin Cowherd show. Everything's scripted.
Man, they do numbers.
The jungle.
Oh, man.
It's the smack off. Man. Bonte and Chasky. What's up, clones? The game.
Honestly, we need a win off. Honestly, God, love it. I don't mean to use. I'm sorry to say God, but if the Niners do lose, expect a text from me at 8:30 saying I'm not making it on Friday. I can't do it Friday if they lose. I can't do it. I can't
solo.
Do it.
I can't we'll do it live.
That's the attitude.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. I can't. Not Friday. If they lose on Thursday, I can't come in here. I can't.
Just do the show remotely.
I can't. I won't even do that. What's coming up on the game? I'm just taking a quick vacation. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
You and Robert
celebrating
Sala.
60 years of full service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570. What is the identity of the San Francisco 49ers in 2024? Let's do a little word association on the other side. This is going to wreck my day.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Brian from San Ramon. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. 95-7, The Game. Shanahan, run the ball.
Well, he is our first down in the red zone.
I mean, they dropped back basically 40-something times in the game and ran 20-something times.
Yeah, they did. Well, you know, the whole Jordan Mason, I hear that, you know, you want to lessen the load. Or do you want to play him? This is a short week. So you want to give him 25 carries on a Sunday, then turn around and give him 25 carries on a Thursday?
But hear me out. You got to win the game you're in first before you can look ahead.
I agree. And they gave him the ball. That was carry number 14. And he fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
And Arizona went down and kicked the game winning field goal. So as I see Tim Jordan there, the engineer, Shanahan, thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up. See, TJ, he's smart. Brock Purdy, thumbs up, thumbs down. Steve Kerr, thumbs up, thumbs down. Well, two thumbs up for Steve Kerr. Wow, look at that. He even dropped the remote controls.
Moses Moody.
Joe Shasky, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
I'm kidding. Bonta Hill, two thumbs down, right? Siskel and Ebert. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app, sports talk, music, news, a great podcast like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys are all available. Follow your favorite teams like the Niners, Warriors, the stations, your radio stations, and like the Morning Roast. Because amazing interviews you missed too, like when Mark Schlereth joins Willard and Dibs every single week. You know that meme where it's Mekhi Phifer and he's smoking a cigarette, all the smoke, and he's just stressed out. That's how I feel right now. That's how I feel right now.
Why? Because the Niners are 30th in red zone touchdown efficiency this year, percentage?
I'm just stressed.
And they were first last year?
I'm stressed.
Is it as simple, like, they went from number one last year to 30th this year, and it's five games. If it was 12, I mean, this would be a huge deal, but it's five. Is it as simple as it's just CMC?
It's a big part of it. I'm reading quotes from George Kittle, and he's saying that, look, our whole game plan went through Christian McCaffrey. So it's a big piece of the puzzle we're missing. We miss Christian. No disrespect to Jordan Mason. They miss Christian so damn bad. Oh, CMC and Achilles. We don't even know if he's playing this year.
Or ever at the level he was at.
Oh,
like, that's a whole nother conversation. Like, we'll find out with Dre Greenlaw what he looks like when he comes back.
Well, you look good knocking Trey McBride into the Gatorade bucket.
I mean, he can be my sideline hype man for the rest of his life.
Let's go to Emmanuel Acho, who said this about the 49ers, Shasky.
F that. You give up 216 yards, don't come out the gate and test a run defense. Yeah. If our run defense sucks and you throw the ball, praise God. It was tricky. It wasn't even like it was the very first play of the game. You had Debo in like maybe like an orbit motion. Mm-hmm. You had Juszczyk who like pre-snap motion. Bro, just come out there with a fullback and let's run lead real quick. And let's just see what's popping. Let's see if these linebackers feel like tackling. Let's see if these D linemen feel like filling gaps. Let's just come out the gate real quick. Let's run a quick power. Let's run a quick lead and let's see what they're talking about. I'm like, bruh.
Emmanuel Acho, of course, Fox Sports 1, saying the 49ers are just getting a little too cute.
Meaning they're passing too much?
Just too cute, yeah. He's basically saying just run right at them. No reverses, no jet sweeps, run right at them.
So it's interesting. We've had like four or five various callers reference this. Is this Shanahan trying to shut up critics? Like, this is what people are suggesting. I'm not suggesting it. People are suggesting it. Is this Shanahan trying to shut up the critics who are saying that his drop back passing game stinks?
I don't think Shanahan gives a damn about the critics.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think he cares. Shanahan does what Shanahan wants.
So then why are they throwing so much?
Maybe he feels like they need to a little bit. Now, they have been running the ball a little bit, but, you know.
Is it to justify the cost of the weapons that they have?
You got Ayuk, you got Jennings, and right now you have Brock Purdy, who's capable of passing a little bit more. But that it's the game flow, too. Sometimes you feel the game flow. And, yeah, like in this, like the Super Bowl, right? What did they pass the ball seven straight times without running? But I felt like the run game wasn't working at times in the Super Bowl. It didn't work till late. Remember that?
Well, I mean.
So the game flow kind of dictates things. Was it a penalty? Was it a holding call? Was it a false start? Where was your down to distance? Is it second and long? Is it third and long? Because that's, who did we have on that said the Niners are so good on first and second down that the down to distance on third down makes it so advantageous for them that they convert all the time. These guys are facing like the first three third downs, like 3rd and 10, 3rd and 7. So they're behind the stick, Shasky. So maybe they have to pass a little bit more.
Well, I'm looking at the first quarter right here. Purdy pass, incomplete. Yep. Purdy pass, scramble. You know, Jennings injured on the play. He ran out of bounds. Purdy pass, incomplete. That was 3rd and 8.
Punt. Yeah.
And then the next drive, they get the big play to Ayuk. They pass right away. That's 4 straight passes. A 5th pass to Debo Samuel on the little swing, kind of like screen, where it looks like Ayuk is blocking a little prematurely.
Yep.
And then finally, it's their 6th play. It's 1st and 6, or 1st and goal from the 6. It's a Jordan Mason predictable run.
Yep. Yep.
So then
that was
they pass
the fourth
it.
Play, the fourth play of that drive.
Yeah, then they pass again, then they pass again, and then they end up kicking the field goal.
And you've got to remember that's part of the script, right? He scripted his, what, first, what was it, 18 plays, 23 plays, whatever the hell they said the script is?
Well, they started getting going a little, I guess, once they, you know, ran the ball, but I don't know. I don't know.
Your boy Bill Walsh always said, man, the pass sets up the run. You pass it a little early, they're loosening that defense up, and then you get the running late in the game. So that's always been kind of a staple. I don't know. Maybe it's the game floor or whatnot. But the fact is, we're getting They blew a double-digit lead again in the fourth quarter. They blew a double-digit lead in the second half. You're up 21-7 against the L.A. Rams. You have no business walking off that field with the big fat L on your helmet. You had no business walking off that field last week at Levi's Stadium, even when Arizona kicked the field goal. Look at Brock Purdy after that first down completion. They get up to the line of scrimmage, and they're rushing. And there's no motions. There's no Brock Purdy checking the line of scrimmage. He's just clapping for the ball, and he hikes it. You don't even read the defense. You don't even see that the blitz is coming. So,
Five games in. Let's play the game.
Do you want to play it, or do you want to save it for tomorrow? Fine, We can play it right now.
Five games in. Fill in the blank. Finish the sentence, if you will. The 2024 Niners identity is
incomplete. You like that, huh?
That's like the weakest answer you can give me, Humpty Dumpty.
It's incomplete. It's five games in.
Okay. Through five games, right. The 49ers identity is
through five games, and the 49ers identity is miscast. They don't
care
have
to
the
elaborate?
Personnel. Yes, I will elaborate. They don't have the personnel that matches their schemes. Defensively, offensively, their personnel is a little bit different than it was a season ago. And so it's miscast. Like Devondre Campbell, he's not a 4-3 linebacker in this scheme. Is Leonard Floyd a 4-3 Y-9 defensive end? Is Tig Brown a too high safety? Or is he a box safety?
Box.
Hufanga, is he a box safety or too high safety? Why you laugh?
Because I always mispronounce
it. No, Hufanga. You
and
can't help
yourself.
And
then you look at Spadoni, and I'm like, I'm going to have 700 Talanoa Hufangas in there, but I say Hufanga.
You know, so 925 says soft, but that's miscast.
Why?
I don't think we have the players that match the defensive personnel.
All right, Spadoni. Through five games, the 2024 49ers identity is
stale.
Care to elaborate?
There's no edginess to this team right now. You have to have an edge if you want to win a Super Bowl. Where's the edge coming from with this team? It's not coming from Nick Bosa. It's not coming from George Kittle. It's not coming from your head coach. I don't even know if it's coming from your quarterback right now. There's no edge to this team right now.
Interesting. Sam Lubman, because I'm ready to play this game too. Line them up, 888-957-9570. I want to hear from everyone. Five games in. Through five games this year, the 2024 49ers identity is
a miss. There's just something that's been, it goes back to the start of training camp. Something has been off about this team. We've been saying it since day one. There is something not quite right about the vibe of this team. This does not look like the same team we saw last year. The day-to-day operations of it for some reason seem different. It's just, it's hard to put my finger on it. I think even this game, you kind of started to see it. Brock throwing as much as he was out the gate kind of surprised me. I feel like they're doing something different that they can't quite figure out down there in Santa Clara. So, yeah, something is amiss down there with the Niners at Levi's.
That's actually the perfect word, amiss. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Well, why don't you ask me, and then I will, I'll give you mine. Mine's not a word. Mine's a phrase.
No, see, that's not.
What
no,
do you mean?
No, it has to be
this
a
is such
word.
A Shasky game.
What do you mean?
Everyone has to play one set of rules.
Right,
but
I mean, come
did
on.
Did I say one word? I said
I mean, it's word association.
Finish the sentence.
You said a word association.
Yeah, word association is generally a word. I say this, you say that. Yeah.
If it was words, is plural association.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would have added something. Amiss is a good word. Really good word. I'm actually jealous I didn't use that word.
I can get a thesaurus if you'd like one.
Are you ready for my answer?
Yes, we're ready for your answer.
Someone set me up.
Set a bus.
Hey, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, it's loved it.
Five games into this season, the 49ers' identity is
occasionally physical, often slow, doesn't finish.
This is a haiku or something?
Sounds like me last night.
Jordan Mason's physical. I think that Fred Warner played physical at times. But this team's not physical enough like they used to be. And I think that it goes back to the speed thing. And they don't finish.
Are you saying you need to eat some of those gummy bears that I used to endorse?
They barely finished the Patriots game. They couldn't finish in the Viking game. They couldn't finish in the Rams game. They couldn't finish in the Cardinal game.
We got to get my guy some Pride Medical, man.
Pride Medical.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what those things are.
Oh, you know what they are.
You know what I love they how are. He sips the coffee oh, you know vigorously.
Shut up, Tom.
Human Kermit the Frog right there.
Well, there ain't nothing you can do about it.
By the way, people ask where the Doobie Awards are. Our boy Ben the Wildcat.
Who's asking that?
Somebody on the text line did. Comcast Business Text Line. They asked us, hey, where's the Doobie Awards going to be at? We're trying to make it happen at Centerfolds or something. So we'll see about that.
No, we're not doing it at Centerfolds, all right? No. My mom heard that the other day. She's like, that is, Joe, come on.
No, what's your mom saying? What did Noreen say? Really?
Yeah, she said she that say? Is absurd.
All optimism, baby.
She said it was absurd?
Yes.
Why?
She said it was a really bad look for us. And
why?
I agree with her.
Why we're is family it a bad men. Look?
We can't do that. We're a family show.
We are a family show.
We talk high school football, for crying out loud. I mean, come on.
And we also talk about that white stuff. And we're not talking bacon powder. And Scarface. And Sopranos.
Scarface is on Netflix right now. I watched it over the weekend.
So good.
So good.
It still hits.
And some I people got the say AO. The word is spoiled. Spoiled in all senses of the word.
I like that.
Somebody said they want to help you out, Chasky. Say non-physical.
No, I like my phrasing. See, whenever the game is, you guys have not figured it out, but if we do top fives, I always throw in an OLI, an outside looking in, because I have to make it six or seven.
You know what's
if
fun?
It's one word, it has to be a phrase.
You know, you should get on me about this a lot. When I would ask a question, I'd throw you in the details and the opinion, and it was like art. And I stopped doing it because you got in my head and said, you always do this, you got to show off. I did not look at you. You become me.
No,
and
actually,
I become you.
I just don't play by the rules. Never liked authority. Just like you. You don't like to hit the brakes.
That's a three. That's kind of Richie Rich and Livermore. Oh,
what's
boy.
Up, Richie Rich?
Oh, my girl's on the line. Oh, Richie
my
Rich.
My girl's on the line.
Richie Rich, what's happening?
Oh. What's up, guys? See, you a fool with that Scarface analogy. You got me dying over here.
Hey. Yeah, you talking about we had a family show. Yeah, LJ was off that Book of Sugar a few weeks ago because he was all picked up.
You
talking about a family show.
Hey, the best
oh,
scene.
My God.
The best scene in all of Scarface. There's so many great ones, but the best scene. What's you know about cocaine? Spiegelman! And he fires the apron at the guy. He's like, I'm done working at this place. It's so good. God, I love Manolo.
Oh, man. And now we come to party.
Hey, hey, Richie Rich, hold on. Listen to this one. 650 Comcast Business Text Line. Chasky doesn't like authority until his mama says you can't have the awards at the strip club. Now you fall in line?
Every good man understands there's greater women in their life that they have to listen to.
Yeah, listen. It's all good.
We're going to get it cracking, Chasky. We're going to get it cracking at the strip club. Man, don't you know they got good left over there?
Doobie Awards at the strip club. We're making that happen. I'm speaking it to existence. Just call me Lamar
yes,
Ball.
Sir.
Let's go, Richie Rich.
Lamar Ball.
All right, fellas. So, hey, I'm looking at it like an up and down season, right? Check this out, right? My comparison is this. Like the Warriors, right? Once the teams started catching on, they started throwing the kitchen fence, and the Warriors would go up 15 points, and then here we go in the fourth quarter. We're down three with a minute and a half left, and now we're struggling, right? So this is it. It's like baseball, right? If a pitcher, you see that pitcher by your third time at bat, chances are you're going to hit them, right? You're catching on to what's going on. And what's going on with this is the defense is saying, all right, they don't have their dual threat CMC. So you don't got to worry about that sneakiness out the backfield. He catches it in the flat, and he's gone. We're going to plan to, okay, Debo, make a route because you can't run route. All you really got is IU. You've seen it in the Super Bowl last year. They shut us down, right? So now defense are planning way easier, and they're giving the Niners the best shot. Yep. And let's be real. Shanahan ain't putting his damn foot on their neck and closing the door. And we're getting these nice leads, and we're going up two touchdowns, and then here we go. A missed field goal, bam. They come down the field and score in seven quick plays, and now the Niners are struggling, and they can't do it. You ain't got Bosa to get that sack and close it out. And I'm sorry, but these next 3 weeks, I don't want to panic, but the two teams that we should have beat, we did not beat. And now we got three teams that if they come out on their best day, they're going to kick our ass, right? So the season, in my eyes, really going to boil down to these next three games, man. Like, I think it's right here. We got to give it our all, and we got to close. We got to figure it out, B. You know what I'm saying?
Operation 4-4. Operation 4-4 going into the bye week. Y'all ain't laughing now, are you, at that? Operation 4-4, bye week.
3-5 sounds good.
No, it sounds terrible.
What are you talking about?
Operation 4-4. You got two home games and a short trip to Seattle.
I mean, you just heard Baldy say that Fred Warner looked like he was compromised at the end of that game.
Oh, I got to read this joke. This is pretty funny. You did it to yourself. And two texts came in about it. God, this is a text line.
Well, I'm crying, dude. Where are we going?
I'm crying. Joe doesn't like authority, but him and the 311 dispatchers are on first name basis.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's called me understanding how to work the system. Totally different than authority.
My stomach hurts.
311 is not authority.
Yeah, stomach
it's
hurts.
A service. It's totally different. Totally different. Authority would be like me, like, you know, bowing down to my supervisor or something. District supervisor. Who I despise. Because of the RV situation.
Oh, I'm not going to read the next text. David in Denver, word association. What is the 49ers identity? Oh, damn.
That's the identity right there.
That is it. All right. Flooring water playing straight. I'm crying, dude. I don't know if I'm going
to
make it to
Did
show.
Did we want Seattle to lose that game to the Giants?
No, I needed them to win.
I know. I feel
not
like
in desperate.
That's,
when they
this,
lost,
that's not
no,
good.
My head quit.
Aren't the 49ers desperate, too? Like, isn't Seattle like, man, no, I really needed the no. Niners to win that game?
This is when I start freaking out about Seattle. Isaiah Simmons blocks the punt, or the field goal, and they pinned DK Metcalf. What did he have, like two catchers
yeah,
or three catchers?
Yeah, he looked pissed.
And he looked pissed. I go, dear God, they're going to try to feed him. Early and often against the 49ers.
I love that guy.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite players.
I was like, that's the worst thing that could happen. They lost.
God. Did you see him standing next to Calvin Johnson?
Oh, he looked small.
I couldn't believe it.
He looked small. Megatron was huge. All right. We know this person is just a fan of Shanahan. By the way, you need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing Drain at floydwater.net. My heart hurts, man. We got to hurry up into the show. Tony in Oakland. Tony and Oakland.
Okay, Monte. Yes, you know, Shanahan has his value in thinking of stuff, but the dude, we need a general. There has to be glue that keeps everyone together. You know, it's kind of like the Cal coach, you know, the Cal game. That dude looked like Shanahan, like a deer in the lights, too. When we're ahead, they just don't know what to do. But the real test is coming out with Seattle, because McDaniels has this. His eyes are like that Alcaraz coach that puts, that keeps, you know, Alcaraz all glued together, not going wild and all egotistical out there. So we're missing this. And you know what? They got to come to their senses. Coaches should be paid as much as Dax if they have the stuff, because they're the main element of the team. They're the center. We revolve around them like the galaxy, right? There has to be a center with
hey, Tony,
the glue.
Let me just tell
and
you.
Shanahan
hold on,
ain't
real
no
quick.
Center.
We're not glued today, too, because I got Guru walking into the studio. I got Shasky out of the studio. We got a show going on. Things are off the rails right now, Tony. We need to win on Thursday. Hey, Tony,
listen. This will be the telling. I mean, get what's his name back in there. The Yorks are like pathetic. Don't they know? You know, the trouble with rich people, not all but those, is they can't feel a moment. They get so stuck in their objects.
Tony, let me ask you this.
They can't
tell. Tony, will you be attending the Doobie Awards?
Yes.
What if we had it at a gentlemen's club?
What does that mean exactly?
I mean, it's just like, it'll be free. Nobody will be there. There'll be some poles around. There'll be a buffet, but, you know.
I'm sure it'll be on the up and up if you're putting this together, Monty.
Come on, Tony.
Hey,
you know
how I roll. Were you having breakfast after that, whatever that thing was happening on Saturday, up there at the stadium, right?
Where? Cal? I was at the game.
Yeah, but not the game, but, you know, that pre-thing.
Oh, the game day? No,
right?
No. I was in bed, Tony.
That
you
was
know?
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, no, that was Pat McAfee.
Oh, you weren't at game day?
Yeah, no, I wasn't at game day.
Feasting looking up there at the stadium.
Yeah,
so.
No, I stayed away from that. That's too early for me.
I thought you were going to be talking about what you were stepping in your face that day.
No, Tony,
we're about to go to the real higher power.
Right,
we're about to go talk to my my priest, Father Patrick. He's on the line.
Oh, we got Father Patrick on the line.
And, you know, Father Patrick, I just want to say on behalf of my entire family, I apologize on the front end for putting you in this position. You know I love you. You are the best. You've always been there for us. My partner
is a real priest?
This is a real priest.
No, really.
Father Patrick.
It's not somebody from The Sopranos, right? The douchebag on The Sopranos who was a creep.
What are you doing?
He was a creep. The guy on The Sopranos, he was a dude.
Many times in my life when our family has had some stuff going on, Father Patrick's always been there for us. And I mean that from the heart. You know I love you.
Have I met Father Patrick?
I don't think you have.
He sounds like a great kid, Father.
But he is a Niner fan. He confirmed that he is a right, Father?
Oh, so that's why you look.
I am a Niner fan.
So that's why you have church on Saturdays and not Sundays. It makes sense now.
No, we have it on Sunday for sure.
Oh, okay. All right,
Father, can you help me with this? Every now and then, my partner, like, for example, in the NFC Championship game last year, he posted a photo of him praying to God. And I said, Bonte, we came in the next, week or whatever. I go, that's not how it works. You can't just tap in and beg for something, you know, when you need it at a crucial moment. And you don't think that Detroit Lion fans aren't also praying for their team to win? So explain to maybe me or Bonte or us, the audience, how does this work?
How do you... God's a Niner fan. You know that. But go ahead, Father Patrick.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we even use a lot of church terms, religious terms when it comes to our sports teams, especially when it comes to the 49ers. We've referred to the faithful, the 49er faithful, right? And so we like to use, you know, religious terms. But when it comes to praying to God, especially about our team winning, I think God's got bigger issues on his hands than you know, whether or not our team wins or not. But I think there is a place in athletics for prayer, for sure. Yes. And I think, for one, when we pray, it's just a matter of also giving thanks to God that we can do this, right?
Absolutely. And so, Father Patrick, let me just say this. When I did pray the NFC Championship game, it wasn't necessarily I pray for a win, but I prayed that it wouldn't get ugly, that it wouldn't get messy. And it was 24-7. And I just said, dear Lord, just help this become a competitive game, and they can't go out like this. They just can't go out like this. It's quiet. They're cheering on. They're chanting, Jared Goff, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. All I ask for God is, hey, look, I don't ask for much these days. I don't. I feel like I have everything
I
learned.
He wants to hear from you more frequently.
No, I know. I understand. But Father Patrick, you just said he's got bigger issues. There's other people in need. So I know where I fall in line here. I'm living a good life right now. Take care of the people that really need the help. Right now, the only help I need is with my health and my gut and losing weight. That's it. But God's got to help other people.
That's true. But I think, you know, it is worthwhile to pray to God that you have a good, friendly competition, you know, and that no one gets hurt, right? We do see tragedies in sports where somebody, you know, has great talent and they suffer a freak accident. It ruins their career. And it's also, I think, a good thing to pray for the competition to be a good one.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if that's what you were praying for, I think that's completely appropriate.
Oh,
I think what you see, what prayer brings a lot of good is, I think, helping keep things in proper perspective.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know what? I'm so glad you gave me that blessing. Let me ask you this, Father Patrick. What if you're praying for the benefit of others? You're praying for the 49ers to have success. That is separate from me. Doesn't God like when you're thinking of other people, like the 49ers?
He absolutely does. I think that's a great prayer.
See,
you know, I like to see that the players also come together at the end of the game and pray. You know, because I think competition can be very healthy, but it also can be very unhealthy if you begin to, you know, demonize the other side or dehumanize the other side. It's good to, at the end of the game, to come together and be able to just say, we're leaving it on the field, but, you know, recognizing the true inherent beauty and value of God's creation in one another, right?
Absolutely.
Father, you're the best. And I'm so sorry that we put you up to this. And I just one last question. Are the Niners going to win on Thursday? We're playing the Seahawks. We need a win bad. Like, we need one bad. I know you're a little closer. You know, maybe you have a little connection. Can we win this one?
Well, we'll pray for our players, right? That their hard work and effort will shine through coming up this week.
You know what, Father Patrick? You're awesome. Best. And this totally backfired on Jill Shasky and Butcher.
Father Patrick, by the way, at the christening.
I did. I did. Yes, yeah, no, he's awesome.
For LJ.
I think that's why he agreed with me just now. Father Patrick, blessings to you. Thanks for blessing the show.
You're the best.
He agreed with me. Oh, that backfired on you.
What?
That backfired on you. He actually agreed with me.
I don't know about that.
He actually agreed with me.
Before you go, I just want to say
he's off the line.
Thank you for being the official priest of the Morning Roast.
Hey, he agreed with me. Score one for the old Bonte.
I think you did win. I kind of feel
bad. It kind of backfired on you.
It did kind of backfire.
B, I can't argue with you.
Even when I lose, I win.
I was going to ask him, do you think Shanahan's on the hot seat?
Oh, gosh. Can we pray for Shanahan's status as coach of the 49ers?
Oh, Father's the best.
Father Patrick, you see that, Spadoni? It's okay to pray. And there's other people who are there's a lot of people in need.
Yes.
I get paid to talk about sports for a living, and a lot of people on the Bosa video yesterday don't think I should get paid for talking sports for a living, which is fine. But I do. And I got a beautiful daughter, right? I get paid to talk about sports, so that's why I don't pray every single day. Pray for good health. But I know there's a lot of other people in need.
Well, you're a good guy anyway. And, you know, you do a lot of things when there is no camera or phone or anybody looking and watching. And so you're a well-balanced individual.
I agree. Some will say well-rounded. Right, Spadoni? All right, let's get into some quick sound bites here.
Father Patrick was great.
Did you roll on the sound bites that I just sent you, Spadoni? It was King Griffey and Stephen A. Smith. But first, we'll start with this.
What is this?
Will Clark and our boy Eric Burns on their podcast. What's the name of their podcast again? Forget their podcast name. No Filter?
No Filter, yeah. No Filter Network.
Here's Will Clark's thoughts on the Farhan firing.
Farhan was the one guy that I heard that was relieved of his duties. I haven't heard about any more changes.
I'm not going to beat on Farhan that bad, okay? But he had his fingers in everything, especially analytics. That's first off. And second off was he made out the lineup, all right? Bob Melvin would want this guy in the lineup. He'd want that guy in the lineup. Farhan would trump him.
Oh,
so, you set yourself up. Because that's Melvin's job. That's the same thing that happened, you know, with Bochy. Bochy would put a lineup in and, we need to scratch this guy. We need to scratch that guy. Look, the reason that these guys have managed in the big leagues for 15, 20 years, they know. Dusty Baker knows, all right? They know exactly what's going on in their clubhouse, and they have gut instincts on things. And you need to stick with their gut instincts. Not everything is statistical. And while I'm talking about that, all of you statistical guys that are in the San Francisco Giants organization, you better watch your ass too, because you might be gone as well.
Will, tell us how you really feel. Wow.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
So it sounds like Bob Melvin was hired by someone else, brought in to do whatever Farhan wanted him to do for just 1 year. Like, this was all set up for a while. If you're just taking it at face value. Wow, Will Clark.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
My final thought, we'll play the Stephen A. Smith sound tomorrow. And Griffey on why he hates the Yankees. Pretty good. Pretty good. But my final thought is over with De La Salle right now. Getting ready to kick off against the NFL Academy at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. You can stream it live on YouTube right now. De La Salle versus the NFL Academy. That's pretty cool for those young kids. I love you. You know we love high school football. So they shout out to Father Patrick. And,
yeah, I was just going
to
say.
I'm going to have to come to a Sunday service one of these days.
Please do. Please do. But
yeah.
I will say this. Please explain. You did win that one. I got totally duped by my own source.
Your whole pastor.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he was too nice.
Father Patrick's the best.
I always thought I should have. Maybe.
What, that you should have been a priest?
I should have been a lawyer.
You'd have been the only. Actually, you would not have been the only priest rolling in like sweet cars and jewelry. No, they do love the good stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, there's some bad. We don't.
Don't talk about that.
Definitely one of those mega church pastors.
Yeah, we don't need.
Joel Osteen.
That guy. As long as there's not a hurricane, you guys can all come into my building. Yeah. But if there's a hurricane, Kit Rocks. There you go.
I'm going to leave that alone, man.
Oh, I say hallelujah.
What's your final thoughts for Tony 11?
God. I just said it right there. God, I guess. I mean, just like, I wonder, I would have asked Father Patrick, who's on a hotter seat? Is it Satan's seat in the gates of hell or Kyle Shanahan's hot seat in Santa Clara?
Oh, my God.
Hotter seat. Which one?
Oh, my God.
8-8-9-5-7-9-5-7-0.
I got to stop saying, oh, my God, goodness. On the show. We're going to get canceled. But, dude, we need to win so bad on Thursday. I'm thinking about that game left and right. I'm just thinking.
You know what we need
we
Friday?
We need to win so bad on Thursday.
We need a therapist for Friday's show.
Yes, if they lose, I got a few therapists on speed dial. I got a few therapists, trust me.
By the way, Geno Smith leads all the NFL in passing yards right now.
He got sacked seven. He got sacked seven times.
Hey, Spadoni, this is from the 510. My final thought. The pastor's like, damn, Bonte did have a point. Give it to me.
Old building drop.
Yeah, we lost a lot of drops.
All right, I'll do it right now. Damn, Bonte did have a point.
I don't bring out prayer, but they're getting smoked so bad against Detroit. I was just like, for the sanity of myself, I was like, please, just please, you can't let Dan Campbell walk out of here with the win.
Adam, it's too much for me.
Love it. Did you get a final thought?
No, so my final thought, and this is out of the files of hashtag random, hashtag off topic, but we all saw the Vandy-Alabama game on Saturday. Vanderbilt beat Alabama, right? So after the game, all the Vanderbilt fans are carrying the goalpost down to the river, which is a fun tradition. It's all cool and whatnot. Right. But I noticed in all the videos I saw, there's like a different person sitting on the goalpost, like in each video. And so my thought is like, who decides who gets to sit on the goalpost and not help carry them down to the river? I don't know. That was just my thought that's been bugging me the last couple days.
It's anarchy, right? You just get on there. Like,
I know. It's just like, well, it's like, why is this guy sitting on the goalpost? Like, get down and help carry. Like, those things are healthy. You know, are heavy.
They walked with that
3 miles.
Yeah, 3 miles. It took up an hour. You're jumping in the river.
Well, yeah, it's because you got like all these jackweeds sitting on the goalpost. Like, get down and help out. Come on, man. Like, why are you so special? Why are you God and get to sit on the goalpost? It makes no sense to me.
Jackweeds?
I mean, I could say something else, but it's not radio appropriate.
I never heard that
before. 3 miles, wow.
No. Well, we make up words on the morning road.
Tomorrow, can we explore something?
Something that's amiss?
I'm not a diehard Cal or Miami fan, but one of the diehard Miami fans left that game early.
Oh. He's full of baloney.
Oh, yeah. There's a few people who left that game early.
Well, I admit it, I did. I had to.
Some people were mad at me. How are you a Florida State fan tweeting about this stuff? I said, dude, I can't just enjoy a football game.
Michelle's Uncle Danny said, We're gonna storm the field. Yeah. We're gonna storm the field. And Lucas was looking at him like, they have to win the game. Yeah. He's like, we're gonna storm the field.
That's the old reason why Ed and I stayed at the game, because we wanted to see people rush the field. We'd never seen it. We're like, we're gonna watch history. And history was made for the other side. And I had no idea Michael Irvin was here until like late in the fourth quarter.
Well, he was on all fours, and he wasn't praying.
He wasn't
praying. I don't know what he was doing.
Maybe. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. I hope we're on the go. We're a family show. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices.
Welcome to your damn house, but I'll follow your throat.
Unbelievable.
It's the best.
Bye-bye, everybody.